It feels great. I mean, we're in beautiful West Virginia out here practicing. It's gorgeous out, and we're just out here having fun and getting better.
What are some things you are trying to work on early?
I think just ultimately getting off on the right foot, starting fast. You know, we don't want to kind of take steps backwards from OTAs. We want to keep going forward and just consistently get better.
DeAndre talked about building chemistry.
Yeah.
How important is that from your point of view?
It's huge. I mean, we got together a couple of days in the off season up in Philly, and we've just been throwing, and we talk probably every other day this whole off season. I think it's huge just to kind of get to know the guy and be on the same page with him.
What did you guys do in Philly, Tom? You talked it before you left. Yeah. So it's going to be important. What did you actually do?
We threw. I mean, we worked Jalen's camp. I know him and the guys, they went and got cheesesteaks. I was watching my weight. I didn't want to get fined. So, but, yeah, we just got together, hung out, threw, and it was good, really beneficial.
What did OTAs and minicamp now that you're here with the big camp open, what did that do for you personally, just being the leader out there?
I mean, ultimately just going out there, getting the reps with the guys, it's huge. I mean, just them seeing me in the huddle, hearing me in the huddle, hearing my cadence, hearing everything out there, it's good to just for them to get used to that and move forward from there.
Tom, I know they say you have to earn things every day.
Yep.
How special is it? You've worked all your life to be at this moment.
It's special, but I mean, like you just said, I got to earn it. I'm not going to really sit back and say it's real special because I got to go out there and I got to earn it. I know how fast this can be taken from you, and you got to earn it every day all the way until the last game.
Can you talk about the makeup of that quarterback room with you, Brandon?
Yeah. I mean, it's an awesome room. I mean, Brandon's an awesome guy. Deshaun, he's a great guy. He's really coming along and always picking our brains and stuff. So it's good to have that room. And with Sean and Pat, it's a good room.
How about if you guys start this process with championship expectations? Is that when you step on that field? Is that in your mind? Like, we're trying to build?
Yeah, I mean, that's ultimately what you're doing this everything for. I mean, you want to win a Super Bowl, and that's anything less is a failed season. Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, you look at it out here. I came out here and went over my plays with a cup of coffee at 5:30 in the morning, and just it's a little more of my nature being a Northeast guy. It's nice, but I mean, we just got to stay focused out here and realize what we're here for, and that's to get better and shoot for a Super Bowl.
Was it tough not having Dwayne out there today?
Sorry?
Yeah, so was it tough not having Dwayne out there today?
I guess all that stuff's between him and the coach and the GM and all that. I can't really say much on that. But he's a good guy, though.
The mindset you talked about, you have to earn it.
Yeah.
Is that mindset easier said than done, or is it cut? Or how do you view
that? I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. You just got to do it. I mean, you go out there. It's a pretty simple equation. You go out there and you win games. You stay in there, and if you lose, you lose your job. And that's just what it comes down to. And I realize that and. And that's why all of us sign up and play this position.
One of the questions coming in for the summer will be CTE, talking about head injuries and whatnot. You know, what are your general thoughts about the study that came out a couple days ago? You know, CTE is being found in players more so. Do you think the game needs to change? What are your just general thoughts?
I haven't read the study, but I know what I signed up for, and I love the sport.